One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. In today's podcast, I will be sharing with you one of the funniest one-handed moments I have ever had in my entire life. It all occurred in an inner airport subway system on my way to go get my baggage. It all has to do with timing, too much baggage, and not grabbing onto the handrail in time. For 10 years, I ran a martial arts school in Boise, Idaho, called Three Shapes Aikido. Reshape your life, Three Shapes Aikido. I lived in my martial arts school. I was very fortunate to have the building and to train. However, there is not a lot of Aikido in Idaho in general and Boise. Therefore, I spent an incredible amount of my time training in other cities. My senseis lived in other cities. Ikeda Sensei lives in Boulder. Tija Bell Sensei in California. I have a lot of connections in Seattle, Portland, Oakland, Reno, all around. As a result, I spent a lot of time on a plane and a lot of time traveling. Spent a lot of time in airports, too. They seemed like my living room at times. And I also spent a lot of time with Southwest Airlines at that time. They flew everywhere I wanted to go, and I had such a great time on that airline at that time frame. I don't spend that much time on Southwest right now, but for those 10 years, I pretty much flew with Southwest all the time. In this case, in general, this is one of the greatest one-handed experience, one of the funniest one-handed experience I've ever had. And I'm prepping all that because it happened, well, in an airport. I was flying to see my sensei, Ikeda Sensei, in Seattle. He was teaching a seminar in Seattle. I flew out to Seattle. I used to live in Seattle. I love going to Seattle. So I was on my way to the Emerald City, Seattle, Washington, to train Aikido. Love Aikido. And I landed at the SeaTec Airport, which is outside of Seattle, of course. But I landed at the SeaTec Airport, and I had to get on a subway car, internal airport subway car, that took me from where I landed to my baggage claim. Now, I have done this many times, not that big of a deal, but for some reason I happened to have a couple extra bits of carry-on. I think I was carrying my didgeridoo at the time. I had something strapped on my back, and then I had another bag that I was carrying. And I'm very mindful because any kind of public transportation, trains, buses, rail cars, things of that nature, if there's standing involved, I don't want to be carrying a drink and then think that I'm actually going to hold onto the handrail at the same time. Because, mind you, I don't have two hands. Mostly I'm prepared, but for whatever reason, this time seemed to be a little bit different. We landed. I'm walking with my stuff. I have to go get my baggage. There's a river of people walking to the subway car. I guess that's what they call them. I don't really know. It's what I'm calling them right now. Internal airport subway rail car. And the crowd is getting bigger because planes are landing. People are coming from all directions. And, well, the subway car only comes every once in a while. Finally, our train arrives. The doors open. People are scammering everywhere to get in there. Now, I'm looking to get in quick because what I want to do is I actually want to sit down because I know what the potential could be. Not that it's ever been a big issue, but at times it's a little quirky. I just want to get in there. I want to get a seat. I want to get comfortable. But for whatever reason, that's not quite how it unfolded. I got in kind of late. Now, I just want to share this with you. I mean, of course, everybody is coming into the car. Everyone's just trying to find their place. Everyone's just looking for where they can be for this very short amount of transitional time. We just want to get to our bags and get to our destination. Everyone in that car is in transition. I'm going in late. Right off the bat, I can see there is no place for me to sit. Not that big of a deal. But as I was panning around, I did notice that there were some very large people in there. Now, I just remembered this only for a moment. I just thought, I was like, oh, those guys are big. And I mean more like, well, they're just big humans. I find my spot. I come around the corner. I'm coming around the corner of this small moment. There's not really a corner in this car. But I just come where I want to stand. I start to go put my stuff down. And then as I stand up, I recall reading the sign that we all need to get in quickly. We all need to find our seat or grab a handrail because the train car leaves very quickly. It moves very fast. It starts fast and it stops fast. Mostly, I am contemplating this because of the potential of what could happen. And I think in that moment I had something under my left arm, which doesn't have the hand. I have my right hand and my right arm, and I have a left arm with a little bit of an arm past an elbow. But I just know sometimes that people can biff. I've seen people fall, the train takes off quick, people lose their balance, they're not holding onto the handrail. There are all kinds of things that can go wrong. And I don't, as a one-handed person, don't want to be one of the people where things are going to go wrong. So as I was standing up, I was thinking about that. Oh yeah, that's right. This subway car takes off fast. Now, there are people clamoring. People are having a good time. The crew of people behind me, they got to be together. I know they're together. They are having a hoot. I mean, they are having one heck of a time. They're laughing. They're having a good time. They're in Seattle for something great. I'm not quite sure, but they're having a good time. Now, all of this is happening in like a tenth of a second. You know how time compresses and you can think of a lot of things in a short amount of time? This is all happening as I'm standing up. So I went to put something on the ground. I'm kind of standing up and I'm thinking, okay, this thing is going to take off like an airplane. And everybody in here is having a really good time. It just seemed like people were happy to be in Seattle. People in transition must have been traveling well. Everything was really good. We were all having a great moment in our own little pockets of moments. And then it happened. The train took off. And I mean, that train took off fast. And I was not yet fully standing up at the time. And I just remember starting to reach for the looped leather handrail that everyone's supposed to be holding, and all the signs say you need to be holding this. Everything was already in slow motion, but now things were really in slow motion, and in my brain I could hear my voice going really slowly saying, "No!" As I lunged deeply for that leather strap. And I tried so hard to grab onto it, but I couldn't. I just missed it. My hand went right by it. At this point, people saw me come in. They know I don't have two hands. There are people actually watching this moment because, well, when you see people falling over, you start to pay a little bit of attention. And I just knew it. I was like, oh, here goes. I'm falling backwards. Right? Totally off balance. I'm about to biff in front of all these people. As I start to fall backwards, I keep falling backwards. And then all of a sudden, I can feel this very large human behind me. Brother feels like a tree. Right? but he's soft. And I just, like, initially when I first feel him, I'm thinking, oh no. Or actually, oh, beep. I'm about to fall right on someone. Like, this guy's about to take my entire impact. But I can feel him as I start to fall into him. I notice, okay, this is a big human because he is just starting to, like, absorb me. And I can feel myself falling into his stomach and chest, his chest and stomach. I'm starting to fall into him, and it's a pretty cushy fall, mind you. So I'm falling back, I'm falling back, I'm falling into this guy, and then these are great Aikido moments here. Then I can feel him ground. I can feel him shift his weight a little bit to metaphorically catch me. He didn't use his arms, but he was of such a large size, and I am somewhat of a small human, that he just knew that it's pretty much like a mosquito running into an elephant. It's not going to affect him that much, but he's actually looking out for me. He's taking care of me, and I can feel him drop into his weight and just physically catch me. He kind of backed up a little bit and broke my fall and let me sink right into him. It was such a lovely moment, and because of that, I actually started to relax because I knew he was looking out for me. I knew he was caring for me. I knew he didn't want me to fall, and I knew he was, we both knew he was big enough to take care of me. So he just let me fall right into him, and I relaxed right into it, and we were just having this extremely sweet Aikido moment. I mean, this is high-end Aikido right here. And then I can just feel myself starting to slow down and pretty much get to the end of my falling energy. I can feel that starting to end, but it doesn't come to a complete stop, because right as he's like completely catching me, he totally turns that energy around. And now he's starting to move in the other direction. He's starting to extend me forward, move me forward. And I can feel him slightly shifting his weight from his heels to the balls of his feet. He's actually now moving me forward. There was no stop in energy. He caught me and threw me in one motion. He didn't really throw me, but he did pop me forward with his stomach and chest. He just kind of extended it out, and it bumped me forward. Like, I actually caught a little air. I actually jumped forward a bit. I mean, it was really sweet when he caught me, but it was obvious that he wasn't 100% pleased when he threw me forward a bit. But it was such a kind moment, and I can't remember hearing a thing, and I'm sure everybody there was watching this whole moment, and I know his crew, the people he was with, I know for a fact that they were totally watching this, because he was the hit of the crew. I mean, these were the big humans that I was talking about when I came into this moment. Oh my word. And then he popped me forward, and then I didn't even have the chance to turn around before he said, "You know what? You could use your other hand to grab the handrail." Now, these moments for me are priceless, especially considering what just happened. These moments are priceless. Obviously, they were having such a good time, they didn't notice that I don't have two hands. So it's so funny, because I just paused for a moment, I stood up, I lifted up my arms in that, well, what are you even talking about kind of position, and I turned around, and I looked right at this guy with a big, big smile, and I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I'm a little short-handed at the moment." And I will tell you, man, these guys broke out into complete laughter. And then everybody on the train, we were all laughing. I mean, these guys were rolling so hard. They thought it was so funny. And I don't know what it was, the combination of things that occurred. Or maybe it was just the potential tension of the moment that could have gone in one direction, but actually went into the totally human, honest, authentic direction of just being me. this is it. Because I could have turned around and said, well, you whatever. Or maybe they could have gotten totally embarrassed, but the timing was great. Everything was great. I mean, this guy totally took care of me. He was so big. I was just amazed. And we laughed. We laughed so hard, I thought the train was going to derail or maybe explode. But I'll tell you what, a couple of us couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't even breathe. And there were people sitting down laughing so hard, they were grabbing their stomach and slapping their leg. I mean, this whole train car, we were having a moment. It was a beautiful moment. And these guys were just like, oh my God, that is so funny. La, 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 la. And they looked at me and they said, you got to be a musician. I actually did have my didgeridoo with me. I had it on my back. And that's what kind of threw me a little bit. I was leaning that on the ground in the corner. And I said, well, I'm not a professional musician, but you guys actually look like musicians. And they said, yeah, we're in a band. We're here from Samoa, Tonga, something. These guys were dark-skinned, curly-haired, and gigantic humans. There was like six of them. They were so large. I almost wanted to stop and look. I mean, they were that big. And I don't mean overweight, but I mean just girthically huge. And, well, you know, the lead singer, the guy that I fell on, he was pretty soft. I mean, he was a softie. He was a big cat. And we hit it off. We connected so well. We were just talking about music and the didgeridoo and Aikido and what potentially could have been a very maybe negative moment turned into an extremely beautiful moment amongst people who don't know each other. And then other people are actually listening into our moment. And they were asking me about my hand, what happened? Oh, I was born like this. Oh, you have such a great attitude. And I said, well, what's my other option? Being angry? I don't want to be angry. I actually enjoy not having two hands. And these guys were like, wow, that's great, man. And then before you know it, right at that moment, train door opens and we all look at each other and this big guy gave me a hug. Man, I couldn't even get, my wingspan's not that big anyway, but I couldn't even get my arms around him. He was so big and he was so kind. And he said, you know what, man, you're right on. And then I just walked my way. They walked their way. Everybody's smiling, walking out of the train car. I mean, I will tell you, it is one of the funniest, greatest, one-handed moments I have ever had in my entire life. Because it's that classic scenario where people say these two-handed things like, oh, hey, man, you know, you could use a hand to grab that. Or, you know, do you need a hand? Or just all kinds of awkward moments that could turn weird. But because of who I am and because I love these moments and I want to turn these moments into something beneficial, there is joy, there is happiness. People see that I'm happy. We can have a great moment and we can turn something really weird and awkward into one of the greatest moments, one of the funniest moments of my entire life. And there's a lot to say about not having two hands. And a lot of it has to do with perspective. My thinking is not disabled. My body might be disabled. But that is in question. Because if these are the kind of moments that I can have because I don't have two hands, then I am happy to live this life as a one-handed human.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.